You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 5th. While you may be surprised to hear who is against President Trump's plan for more tariffs and the new travel restrictions that go into effect today. Plus, get ready for yoga at CVS drugstores. The future of furniture is robotic and Spotify's new app. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is facing pushback from his own party. It's over his plans to put tariffs on goods from Mexico. Remember, the president wants Mexico's help to stop illegal immigration. So he's putting pressure on the country with a 5% penalty on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico. And that extra tax on Mexican imports will go up pretty much monthly until it hits 25% by October. The top Republican senators say they actually don't like the plan. They hope Trump will change his mind, but if not, they're at least thinking about blocking it. They say tariffs are ultimately a tax on Americans. U.S. businesses and consumers usually end up footing the bill for tariffs because it causes prices for the goods that come from Mexico to go up. So if President Trump uses his executive power to put those tariffs in place, the Washington Post reports Congress could then vote to block it. Then, even if Trump vetoes that bill, Congress could override that veto if enough lawmakers want to stop it. If it does come to that, it's not really ideal for Republicans, since they'd have to very publicly and strongly go against the president. Trump said senators would be foolish to stop him and that, yes, the tariffs will go into effect on Monday. Well, the whole thing has the Federal Reserve responding as well. The Wall Street Journal reports the Fed says it's closely watching what happens with these rising trade tensions. And if need be, the Fed at least indicated it could cut interest rates as a way to boost the economy back up. And that sent stocks higher. In the meantime, Mexico is trying to get this all sorted out. The country sent a delegation to Washington this week to work on a deal. So yes, a lot is going on with this. Stay tuned. A sheriff's deputy who was at the Parkland school shooting is facing criminal charges now. He was arrested yesterday. He's accused of not taking action to stop the school shooting that killed 17 students, teachers, and staff in February 2018, even though he was the school resource officer on site. Scott Peterson is charged with child neglect, negligence, and perjury, all related to a lack of response to the shooting. Officials say his inaction likely cost some people their lives. But Peterson's lawyer told Reuters the charges are not based in fact or law, that it's a political attempt to blame someone else other than the shooter where the blame belongs. Also, an update about another mass shooting. Virginia's governor is demanding more action after 12 people were killed at a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday. Governor Ralph Northam is saying it's time for, quote, votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers. NPR reports the governor wants to meet with state lawmakers to talk about a new gun control bill. Northam is a Democrat, while the majority of state lawmakers there are more gun-friendly Republicans. So that may make his bill a hard sell. Republicans are saying they don't want to change the rules for those who actually follow the law. They all plan to meet in a special session this summer. Traveling to Cuba just got tougher. New travel restrictions from the Trump administration start today, ending the most common way Americans get to the island. The U.S. had already banned some travel to Cuba, but now the New York Times reports all U.S. education and cultural trips, also known as people-to-people trips, are banned, along with all cruise ships, group tours, and yachts. The goal? Put economic pressure on the Cuban government and hold them accountable for repression of Cuban people and supporting U.S. adversaries, like Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The new rules are supposed to impact only trips booked after today, but a lawyer from major cruise lines says if you have upcoming plans, you should definitely check with the cruise line. This week marked 100 years since Congress passed the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing women the right to vote. But it took decades of effort and activism before that to make it happen. Congress passed the 19th Amendment in 1919, and then it went into effect the following year. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, and I'm so excited to share some of my own results from Ancestry. Ancestry DNA connects you to the places in the world where your story started, with historical insights. But that's not all. For me, one of the best things was to amplify my results with a free trial on Ancestry to build a family tree. That's how I learned about the people in my family's past, along with when and how they moved from place to place. For example, I learned for the first time ever that my maiden name was actually spelled differently before that part of my family came to the U.S. And Ancestry was able to track down an image of the actual ship my great-grandfather came over on, with documentation showing he had only $7 to his name at the time. Reading through the results made me feel so connected to my family's history. So, see for yourself. It's easy to get started. Just go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit, and then be sure to follow up with the free trial after that to get your complete story. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. CVS Health is planning to offer even more in-store health services. The company wants to add 1,500 so-called health hubs by the end of 2021. CNBC says the health hubs are remodeled CVS drugstores. People will be able to get things like blood work and health screenings. There will also be dietitians and respiratory specialists on hand, and even rooms for yoga. Three health hubs are already open, and Reuters reports CVS has seen more in-store foot traffic and sales. It's also part of CVS buying health insurance company Aetna. More health hubs are set to open by the end of this year in major cities like Houston, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. New York may become the first state to ban cat declawing. The procedure involves amputating a cat's toes back to the first knuckle. The AP reports lawmakers already approved a bill to ban it, and now it's heading to the governor's desk. If the governor does sign it into law, declawing would be illegal unless it had to be done for a medical reason like infection or injury. Otherwise, it would be a $1,000 fine. Supporters of the ban say declawing is barbaric and inhumane. Critics say it should still be an option, especially for cats who won't stop scratching people or furniture. Declawing is already illegal in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Denver, but this will be the first U.S. state to ban it. It could be the future of furniture. IKEA is launching a new robotic furniture system. TechCrunch says it's basically a storage unit that can convert into a bed, desk, and closet, and it's all controlled by a touchpad. The Verge says it's mostly for people living in small spaces because it can save about 85 square feet of living space. IKEA says instead of making furniture smaller, they made something that would transform into the furniture you need at that time. This will be available in Hong Kong and Japan next year, but should expand from there. Bird, the e-scooter sharing company, is thinking about adding another electric vehicle to its fleet. Gizmodo says it's testing the Bird Cruiser. It's basically a crossover between a bicycle and a moped. It has a bench-style seat and can hold up to two people. Engadget says some cruisers will come with pedals and others won't. The cruisers will also climb hills easily and have hydraulic brakes for safe stopping. Like the Bird scooter, the Cruiser will help people getting around in a more environmentally friendly way without a car. It will be available in a few test cities this summer. Well, Spotify is testing out a new app. It's called Spotify Stations. It's basically like Pandora. Music will start playing as soon as you open the app, and instead of searching for a certain artist or album, users can pick from a list of playlists or stations. Engadget says Spotify has already been experimenting with the app in Australia, and now it is coming to the U.S. And you can download it now. It's called Spotify Stations. And that's it. You are all caught up for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would so appreciate it if you help spread the word about The Newsworthy. Share this episode with a friend or on social media. It helps so much to make sure we can continue to grow and help inform even more people. And remember, we always list all the story sources and links for you in the day's show notes in case you want to read more. Just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for the day you want. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.